Colts in particular, but in general, what have you learned about getting ready to play a team for a second time? And is there a difference in the second time in the regular season versus the second time in a playoff situation?
Well, the games take on a little bit of a different feel. You know, anytime you play a team second time around, you know, you hope you can go in there and do a lot of the same things that you were successful with. Obviously, they know that too. So that's always the chess match. You try to determine the things that you do well versus the things that they didn't do well, and they know their matchups too. So you got to prepare for a lot of things. We played this team quite a few times over the last few years. None of them as important as this game here. So I'm sure they're going to be doing the things they're most confident in. You know, we're going to do the things we're most confident in, and then see how it all shakes out.
Tom, this is going to be your 9th AFC championship game. But for you, what's different, unique, special about this team that you're leading there?
That's a good question. I haven't had, much time to reflect, on this particular, group of guys. But, it's been a lot of fun to be on this team. So we fought through a lot of adversity over the course of the year. We got a lot of mental toughness. We've got a lot of guys that can, grind with the best of them. So we've shown a lot of improvement, and it all leads to this moment. So we got to be at our best. I think, we obviously, you want to play your best. You got to be at your best physically and mentally. So whatever it takes for us to get there over the course of the next 4 or 5 days, what we have to do. So you just try to stress that to everybody and hope that we can go out and execute as well as we can on Sunday.
Tom, can you use the experience factor of being here 9 times to help you guys, especially the veterans leading this team?
At some point, you don't have the experience. And that's certainly when I was younger, and it didn't matter much to me when I was younger. So, as you get older, experience is definitely good as long as you play well. So it's a game like all the other games. I think it's just there's a finality to this game, and obviously only one team advances. It was the same as last week. So we were very fortunate to be in this position, to have a chance to play in it. I think more so than anything, you're just excited for the opportunity to be able to do it. It's hard to do, and our team found a way to get there this year. So hopefully we can take advantage of the opportunity.
Tom, there's still nerves as you go through the process. Like every game, like you said, has a different kind of feel for it, and the bigger the game, the bigger the field. You still feel that nervous energy as you start these, championship games and playoff games.
Absolutely. I think that's part of playing sports. And, being really in a competitive situation like we are, that I don't think that ever goes away. You never know what's going to happen on game day. You work as hard as you can to kind of prepare for everything and, like I said, to be physically and mentally right, but, no one can predict what's going to happen. And, you have your vision of the way you want things to turn out on a particular play or scheme or something like that. And if it does, great. If it doesn't happen the way you want it to, which is most of the time, you got to figure out something to do. So, I think that's where a lot of the nerves come into play and the anxiousness of just the anticipation of what's going to happen versus what we prepared for. So you got to prepare for a lot of things.
Hey, Tom, you mentioned a few questions ago the adversity you guys faced earlier in the season. In hindsight, was that almost beneficial for this team to go through some negative times and toughen it up maybe?
Well, I think it's good to, always build on whatever experiences you have. So there's definitely times where, you're kind of backed against the wall and you got to show a lot of mental toughness and a lot of fight. And when you can draw on certain things, and we've been in tough situations over the course of the year, and I think Coach makes it pretty tough for us on a daily basis. I think he tries to really challenge us mentally to be at our best every day. So that when you get put in tough situations on the field, you've got something that you put in the bank. So, the best teams I've been around that have been the most mentally and physically tough teams, and anything that can challenge those and strengthen those is definitely ends up being a positive.
Over here. Neither you nor Julian was drafted real high, as we know. Have you talked to him about that? Because now you're one of the best, combinations in football. What does that say to you either about scouting or how once you're here, no matter where you're drafted, you can succeed?
Yeah, and I think that's a great, something that's really great about the NFL is everyone starts at a certain place, but, you earn what you get in the NFL. So the competition's tough. So a guy like, you know, Julian, for example, who has fought every single day of his life to get to this point, you know, talk about something that strengthened him over time. Obviously, his experience as a younger athlete did. And when you get to the competition, and that's just what's in your character, you know, he fought every day since he's got here. And he doesn't stop now, even though that, you know, you think, wow, you know, take the foot off the gas a little bit. But he, you know, he's become that type of dependable, consistent player for us where he just wants to be better and better and better. And he does, you know, stays after him, works on different things. And, you know, every week tries to elevate his game. So, you know, he's a great teammate to have. And he's got a great work ethic. So, you know, he's going to need to come up big for us this weekend. He knows that. You know, a lot of guys are going to have to come up big. That's what it's going to take. We're playing, you know, the other best team in AFC. So, it's going to take everything we got.
Tom, you alluded to Julian taking his foot off the gas a little maybe. You haven't changed in terms of on-field day-of-game intensity, whether it was John Mobley in 2001 or Drew Bledsoe before the Super Bowl or Daniel Graham. You're still bananas when the game starts. Is there ever a point that you say, all right, I have to back it off a little bit when the game starts, or does that level of intensity help you with your edge?
I'm not sure. I know that, you know, it's an emotional game. So I need to be emotional out there to play at my highest. So, you know, I try to rest up all week, and I'm actually pretty mellow most of the time, as you guys know. It's just for those 3 hours on Sunday that you get to let it rip, which is really, I think, when you can be you can be yourself. So, you got to go out there and bring a level of energy and enthusiasm, and all the guys do that. And certainly making good plays helps that. And, you know, when you see your teammates make good plays, that's all part of it. So, you know, hopefully we make a lot of good plays.
And just a quick follow is, in your role, you can't necessarily play like a safety or a linebacker. You have to have that poise in between plays. And have you ever had discussions where you said, you know what, I went a little bit off the rails in terms of intensity and getting swept up?
I mean, I kind of always can find a way to bring it back to balance however I need to be able to, you know, I don't think I ever lose track of plays or, you know, things that I need to do to help coordinate our offense, you know, when we're on the field. So I just think the emotional part is a really important part for me. And I think that's, you know, always been a part of, you know, the way that I play. It's a lot of fun with what we get to do for a living. So, you know, certainly to get to this moment and playing this game is nothing better.
You probably don't know. I'm over here. You probably don't know much about the guys that Bill brings in here, whether they're drafted guys or, you know, free agents. But you said earlier this week that LaFell is one of the toughest guys you've ever played with. What exactly has he done that's impressed you so much? Because you've played with a lot of receivers in 15 years.
Yeah, a lot of great players. And, you know, he's brought just such, I think, a real toughness to our team physically. Playing through injuries, playing through bumps and bruises. And then when he gets on the field, he brings a physical presence that, you know, you don't often get from the receiver position. So, you know, he's in there on crack blocks. He's in there blocking downfield like he did on Danny's score. You know, he's a big, strong guy. So he has that physical element to his game. We haven't always had the biggest guys at receiver here, but having someone like that who can, you know, really bring – that little more of that physical presence, you know, at that position, you know, brings an edge to it. And I think, you know, he had that since he's got here. And he's, like I said, he's fought through some injuries this year, been mentally tough, never complained, you know, always does what you ask of him to do, even though it may not be the most, you know, glamorous thing. You know, he just wants to do it to help the team win. So it's a great trait. Yeah, I think that's part of his mental toughness and his ability to, like, say, even earlier in the year, it was, you know, whenever you get a new player, it's hard to really figure out, you know, exactly how it shows up on game day until you get to game day and see how it shows up. And like I said, because in training camp, there's no tackling, there's no, you know, mental toughness comes into play a little bit during training camp, but not much. I mean, the games don't matter. You know, they, you know, when you really see what someone's all about is when it matters and when they're not feeling good and when you've been at it for a while and you can really see what someone's character is. So it's been great to see. And certainly, you know, him showing up last week and fighting through some injuries to get to the game and then, you know, make a game-winning catch was pretty sweet.
Tom, you mentioned revving it up for the 3 hours during the game. A few minutes earlier, you also said, like, you have a case of nerves, even after all these years. In that spirit, how does that manifest itself during the week? Are you cranky, edgy, happy, anecdotal? What's your mood as a departure from other weeks?
Yeah, it depends. Yeah, it's a good question. My wife asked the same thing. She's, it's your problem. But I get pretty edgy. I just think there's a high level of pressure every week, and the pressure is on from the moment that I would say it's like watching the games on Sunday. You watch the first game, like the Cowboys-Packers games, and it's kind of fun, you know. You get to watch the game, and then all of a sudden, you know, you watch the Denver game and Indy play, and as soon as that game ends, it's like, boom, the clock starts, and it's a race to see who can prepare the best over the course of the week. So there's not many opportunities you get during the season to have, you know, a time where you don't know who your opponent is. But obviously after we won on Saturday and then, you know, you have that little moment of time where you're not really preparing for anybody. And then as soon as you know the opponent, you know, the anxiousness just starts building and building and building. And, you know, you do everything you can through the preparation to, you know, get an understanding of what the team is doing and how you're going to play and which plays you're going to install and how you're going to run the plays and then did you execute the plays and all those things lessen the anxiety because you can go out and perform and build confidence in what you're doing. So, you know, it's kind of the ebbs and flows of the week. And, you know, sometimes I'm in a good mood. Sometimes I'm in a bad mood. Sorry. Sometimes it just ebbs and flows and I didn't yeah. Oh, it did. Good. Yeah. So, yeah. Just a good move.
Tom, just wondering. Tom. You've played for one coach. How has that continuity helped you coming into these games? And how have you seen coach change over those years that has kind of helped you come into these games?
Coach hasn't changed much. I mean, I think he's so consistent. I think we as players know what we can count on with him. And, you know, he always talks about consistent and dependable players. And, you know, we have the most consistent and dependable coach. So, you know, every day we show up to work knowing what to expect. And he expects a high level of concentration from us. He wants us to go out there and perform at our best every day. And when we don't, he lets us know. And, you know, he motivates us in different ways. And he's always trying to get the best out of us. So, he holds everybody accountable, certainly holds himself accountable, and I've been very fortunate to play for him. So,
Tom, how did a picture of you riding an Indianapolis Colt end up on your Facebook page and a team that doesn't like bulletin board material?
That was just a friendly post. You didn't like that?
I can't see you at home sitting around like at night, you know, making a graphic.
I didn't make that graphic.
Are the people responsible, you okay with that?
Yeah, I liked it. Thank you, guys. Tom, have a good night.